Now, your goal that you have right now could actually tell me how chronic your running injury really is. Don't believe me? Well, that's what we're talking about today on the Doc on the Run podcast.
So the big question is this: how are runners like us, who don't like hearing doctors say, just stop running, who know that we simply have to stay active, how do we heal in a way that lets us stay strong, maintain our running fitness, and keep preparing for the next race, and still heal without making the injury worse? Well, that is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Dr. Christopher Segler, and welcome to the Doc on the Run podcast.
Now, one of the first things I do with any athlete, when somebody signs up for a series of coaching calls or one specific second opinion call where we talk over webcam, the very first thing I ask them is, what is your goal? And just a couple of days ago, I was lecturing at a medical conference in Wisconsin where I was doing a whole morning session on running injury talks and diagnosis of subtle fracture patterns in athletes. And what I told them is, like, you have to ask the athlete, what is your goal? That's what determines your timeline. And one of the question and answer periods, one of the doctors asked me a question about what would you do with this particular scenario. I said, it depends on the athlete's goal. Their goal is number one. You have to figure out what the goal is and then figure out what you can do to make that goal happen. That's your job as a physician. It is not to fix the thing or make it look better on an x-ray. It's to get them to achieve their goal. Now, this goes south when you've had a long-term running injury. Let's say that you are an Ironman triathlete. This is a real example. This guy was an Ironman triathlete. He'd been doing Ironman races and he started having this weird foot pain on the outside of his foot. He thought it was plantar fasciitis. He thought it was a couple of other things. He got a couple of opinions that didn't really help him. At least the treatment that he tried for those things that he was told might be the diagnosis, they did not help him. So what happened? Well, the same thing that everybody happens, it happens with everybody who gets these kind of injuries. You run a little less, you run a little slower, you keep sort of dumbing down your training goals, and you get slower, and you get weaker, and your foot doesn't hurt less. And so it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. When I finally saw him, I actually asked him, what is your goal? And he said, my goal is to walk to the bus stop without stopping because of the pain. Now, the bus stop was less than a block. It was about half a block down the sidewalk from his front door. This is an Ironman triathlete. And this guy actually said his goal was to walk to the bus stop. It's like, well, unless the bus stop's 140.6 miles away, I don't know why that'd be your goal. And so, you know, I said, look, we got to shift this. You need to do something different. Now, the short story is he did have a very serious injury. I had to do surgery on him. The surgery was a success. It helped him, luckily, and frankly, I knew there was a high risk that it might not help him, but it did. And then a couple of years later, he actually posted this huge thing on social media where he talked about how much it helped him and that he couldn't believe he did another Ironman again, and that he actually remembered that there was a time when he couldn't even imagine walking to the bus stop. And so if your goals are, I just want to walk without pain, I just want to walk to the bus stop, I just want to be able to go to the grocery store or the farmer's market, and it's not centered around a race, I know your injury has been going on a long time, that you tried a whole lot of things and none of those things have been helpful. And now you're demoralized because nothing seems to be working. So you stop believing that it's possible for you to actually run a marathon anymore, or a half marathon, or an Ironman, or whatever it is that you want to do. So you have to realize that there's always a way. You just have to find out what the way is that will work for you. And if you haven't found it yet, then you haven't looked in the right place. Get another opinion, talk to somebody else, but you've got to figure out what the issue is so that you can get back to training, get back to running, and do the stuff that's meaningful to you. Now, if you like this episode, please like it, please subscribe, and I'll see you in the next training.